This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you very much, Levi. Now here in Ag News for a Friday afternoon. The Biden camp is starting to formulate its environmental plan, including moves to combat global warming and some to reverse Trump administration changes. In their 300-page Climate 21 Project Blueprint, former Obama officials proposed dozens of greenhouse gas reducing ideas, including a USDA CCC carbon bank to pay farmers and foresters to store carbon in their land. Senate Finance Chairman and Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says a carbon bank is gaining some traction with respected farm groups, and he's still looking at it. But that's not his biggest concern.
It's one thing to have a carbon bank, but they're also advocating that the Obama's waters of the U.S. Be included in this environmental thing. And you can imagine what that's going to do to agriculture in the United States.
Huge swaths of farmland would again be regulated by EPA as wetlands. Grassley says he'll fight any move to reverse Trump WOTUS reforms.
Whatever I can do to stop waters of the U.S. The trouble is they put the rule out under regulation. Trump brought it under control by regulation, and I suppose they can do it again.
The Biden team also wants to phase out gas-powered vehicles and have zero net carbon emissions by 2050. But House and Senate Democrat bills could speed up that timetable, ending sales of new gas engine vehicles by 2035. Moving on to your latest international trade news, trade negotiations between the European Union and the United Kingdom seem likely to miss the mid-November deadline for a new Brexit deal. Reuters reports that after Britain left the European Union in January, a status quo transition period will expire at the end of the year. The talks on the new trade rules that begin in 2021 haven't yielded results yet. Quote, by moving into next week, the timetables will start to get tight, says Irish Foreign Trade Minister Simon Coveney. Quote, there aren't many days left in the year, and if we don't get a deal next week, we may have some real problems. Now that the stakes are running even higher, an EU diplomat tells Reuters that, quote, the deadlines are increasingly tight, but the EU cannot make the timetable take precedence over its priority interests. If the two sides don't agree, there will be a trade rift that will develop between the world's biggest trading bloc of 450 million consumers and the sixth biggest economy. That would only deepen the economic damage caused by the coronavirus in Europe during 2020. Quote, it's quite possible this could fall apart, Coveney says, but if you're asking me to call it, I think we are more likely to get the deal done than not. Also, under the category of one more thing as it relates to international trade, North Dakota State University Extension Ag economist Frain Olson says he has been watching the Brexit negotiations between Britain and the European Union.
Longer term, I think that does have some potential. I think it'll open some doors for some U.S. ag products into Britain first, but then potentially into the European Union later on. So I'm really hoping some of those tensions will also be thawing and that we'll get a better trade flow between the United States and the European countries.
Historically, Europe has protected its agricultural sector, and there is a primary reason. After World War II, the nations there worked to make sure a locally grown food supply would be available to avoid the kinds of starvation that took place on the continent over 70 years ago. And stay tuned, more Ag News is coming up next.
Did you know that life insurance is more affordable than you think? A small step like packing your lunch for work 3 days a week could go toward the cost of a term life insurance policy from Country Financial. We want to help you turn I can't afford life insurance into I can start protecting my family today. Call Wayne Schaefer at 498-5800 to get started.
Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company in Bloomington, Illinois. Costs per policy will vary.
Farmers know how important it is to have grain equipment functioning properly, but are you finding that your current grain storage situation is having trouble keeping up with harvest? Then make sure your first and only call is to McAdams Millwright Service and take advantage of their winter discount program with Suckup Manufacturing. Suckup is the world's largest family-owned and operated manufacturer of grain storage and grain drying equipment, founded in Iowa in 1962. So farmers remember that whatever the size of your project, call McAdams Millwright Services in Greenfield today.
With commodity prices lower, are you maximizing your fertilizer dollar by putting nutrients where your crop needs it most? Talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. With their expert analysis and recommendations, you'll find the process of decision-making a whole lot easier. Minimize cost, maximize yields, optimize results. Discover how M&M can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Do you know all the benefits of being a Macoupin County Farm Bureau member? No? Good news, there's an app for that. Farm Bureau members can save money on multiple items, from health and wellness to electronics, and flowers and jewelry to attractions and travel. With the Avenity app, these benefits are accessible right in the palm of your hand. Check out IFB member benefits in the App Store or visit ilfb.avenity.com. Not a Farm Bureau member? Call 217-854-2571 today.
We're back here on your Friday Afternoon Ag Show. And if you've ever wondered which parts of the Midwest grow more corn and which parts grow more soybeans, there's a map for that. The map is on the Farm Doc Daily website right now. It's kind of ag nerdy, but Illinois Extension ag economist Gary Schnittke says once he set about putting it together, the map even surprised him.
Indiana and Ohio have more soybeans in their rotation than corn. They look a lot like southern Illinois, actually. And that sort of surprised me, particularly growing up in Ohio, where my family runs a 50-50 rotation, so I was surprised to see more soybeans there. Actually, the other one that sort of surprised me was Iowa. And you always knew the northern half of the state was more corn, but it's the northeast corner with more, which a much heavier corn, and not the northwest where all the hogs are.
Here are some other agricultural facts from the corn and soybean acreage ratio map. Wisconsin's rotation as a state is the most corn-intensive in the nation, and while Kansas has been known as a wheat state at one time, it has more recently been considered a corn state. But as it turns out, Kansas appears to be a soybean state, based solely on the relative number of corn acres to soybean acres in any given year. Moving on now into State of Illinois Ag News for your Friday. As harvest is pretty much wrapped up for most of Illinois farmers, the number looks pretty good for corn. Illinois Corn Growers Association Executive Director Rodney Weinzierl says they expect yields to be above average, but not record-breaking.
This has probably been the nicest fall that we've had, at least in the last 2 or 3 years. And even though for a lot of people it probably started a little bit later than what they thought because we had a cooler July than normal, I think a lot of people, farmers, have been able to wrap things up on both corn and beans. And it's pretty rare to get a price rally into harvest. But this is one of the years that that's happened with China buying. And some other things going on in the market price that has been really good. Attitudes are, I think, pretty good in the countryside.
According to the USDA, Illinois yields are projected now to be 195 bushels of corn and 58 bushels for soybeans per acre. And finally now, in local ag news for your Friday, Brimmer Sanctuary was nominated by Montgomery County Extension as a 2020 community partner. They were selected for their exemplary service to the University of Illinois Extension and 4-H. Brimmer Sanctuary has partnered with Extension numerous programs in previous years, but just this past year alone, Brimmer volunteers were instrumental in supporting the National 4-H Pollinator Habitat Program. Brimmer's own volunteers assisted Extension staff with coordinating and implementing a field trip where over 100 local third graders were able to learn about pollinators and plant a habitat on the sanctuary. Quote, Brimmer Sanctuary is very accommodating and always willing to offer their services and resources. Without their help, our National 4-H Pollinator Habitat Program wouldn't have been so successful. We are lucky to have them as a partner, according to Sarah Martin, 4-H Youth Development Educator here in Montgomery County. This award is sponsored by the Extension Council of the University of Illinois Extension, serving Christian, Jersey, Macoupin, and Montgomery County. The council plans to recognize a community partner each year throughout the four counties. The Extension Council is a volunteer board which serves in an advisory role, cooperating with Extension staff in planning, promoting, developing, implementing, evaluating, and financing an Extension program designed to meet the needs, interests, and resources of the local community served. Quote, community partners play a vital role in the outreach efforts of Extension. They help with financial support, host sites for programs, and promote our programs to the public and those they serve, said Amanda Cole, Extension County Director for Montgomery County. University of Illinois Extension serves Christian, Jersey, Macoupin, and Montgomery County, and they're extremely proud to be able to provide this award to Bremer Sanctuary and thank them for their service to Extension and 4-H. And that concludes your Ag News here for a Friday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by an email at WSMI at WSMIradio.com. So again, for this Friday afternoon, November 13th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.